near 90 again. The record high is 87. Partly sunny skies. Chance of maybe a shower Saturday night or first half of the day Sunday, but the chances are relatively small. Not as warm Sunday and Monday, high in the upper 70s. The pollen count continues in the very high range right on through the upcoming weekend at least. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Restore the power in your car with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one bottle, get one free. Plus, double O Rewards points, which means you'll get to your next reward even faster. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like that much-needed 125-inch flat-screen TV.
It's hurting my eyes. A lot.
For your 100-square-foot bedroom.
My neck isn't so much stiff as it's completely stuck.
With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Uh-oh, I'm seeing color splotches.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. That means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles with Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Well, I mean, right now I'm doing great because I'm sitting by the pond with all the girls fishing. I don't get better than this.
Nice. So you said you're the bait master, so to speak?
Yes, absolutely. All I'm doing is cutting the liver and hooking hooks and pulling fish off the hooks whenever it gets done. But you know what? That's a great thing to be doing.
Well, it's always good to get time. I guess this is family?
Oh, yeah. We got my wife and my daughter, my grandbaby out here. And
nice.
We're going to try to catch us a load of catfish and fry some catfish for dinner tonight.
Oh, that sounds good. Fresh caught catfish fried up is fantastic. So, well, it's nice to be taking a break, but I'm sure there's somebody ready to buy the phone to answer a call at 285-8117 for Prattville Carpet.
Yes, Terry, Barry, and David are all at the shop waiting eagerly by the telephone so they can jump in their cars and bring that mobile showroom to you. And look, they'll come in, they're going to measure the floor. They're going to lay out the products. They're going to say, this costs this much, or this much. The ones you do like, hey, Angie, you're getting a nibble. Sorry.
No, that's good.
Did you hear? She's like, Ray, I'm aware. In that very disgusting voice, like, I know how to fish. Why are you talking to me? And this ad just went downhill like
that. No, now it's good. It's better than ever.
So, guys, give the store a call at 285-8117. And look, within a week or so, you have to do four down. Just that easy.
Yeah, it's fantastic, folks. When you're sitting there trapped at home, why not? If you have the money at your disposal, they have flooring for every budget. Mohawk guarantees, if you don't like the look of it, they'll replace it. It's really great stuff, folks. Call 285-8117, Prattville Carpet, and be sure to tell the guys over there that you heard Ray talking to Joey on the radio.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, y'all have a great weekend. Don't put a hook in the water. It's awesome.
Absolutely. And, Ray, before you go, do you have Netflix?
Yes. No, I don't. I actually got rid of it when they did that gay Jesus thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
And on the bottom, it said, why are you delete this? I said, because Jesus is not gay.
Right.
That's a good point.
Well, I understand that, but there's a documentary on there that's capturing the nation's attention called Tiger King. It's the I'm hooked. I've watched two episodes. It's the weirdest, most fascinating, truly American, only in America type of story about people that own big cats and exotic animals and their little feuds between the different camps. It's like murder mystery with cult leaders,
dark
and
comedy.
Just bizarre.
Let's face it, if you're gonna own stuff like that, you got to be a little on the either eccentric side or the weird side.
No, they're crazy.
They're
Ray.
Crazy.
I'll have to find someone
take
on Netflix.
Take a free preview just to watch this, man. It's crazy.
Well, Ray, appreciate the call today.
Take care, Ray.
Guys, y'all have a great time.
All right, good luck fishing, bud.
More news and views when we come back, folks. And this hour, folks, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. an equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. Interested in selling your house? Here are five ways to sell it fast. Number one, price it to sell, not to sit. Number one reason homes don't sell is the price. Buyers have shopped the market and they know when a house is overpriced. Second reason houses stay on the market is condition. Your home needs to be in showroom condition from day one on the market. Professionally cleaning the home, paint where needed, and landscaping will go miles in getting your home sold in the marketplace. Number three, to sell in this market, the seller must offer to pay a portion of the closing costs and prepaids. Number four, stage the home. Remove clutter, simplify the home, open it up, show off the house. Number five, use a local realtor to market your home. A realtor will sell your home faster and for more money than trying to sell it yourself. To get all the details in selling your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my personal email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hello, Central Alabama. The isolation and uncertainty we are all experiencing during these unique times can really get any of us down and feeling very lonely. I want to assure you that you are not alone. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, and I want to tell you today that number one, God loves you. And subsequently, number two, God's people love you. And I mean it. Local churches are providing resources during these trying times to help you draw closer to God and to other people. First of all, many churches are sending out daily devotionals, including children's activities. My church home website is landmark.church, and there you will find information and other resources. You can also go to the Landmark Church Facebook page and get encouraging messages and devotionals. Secondly, the Landmark Church, along with many other churches, are live streaming their weekly worship services. Landmark will be live streaming ours at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and it will be encouraging to you and your family. So, until you can actually meet with a church family, know that you are not alone. God bless you and be safe.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name. I've got a name. Like a singing bird in the croaking toad, I've got a name.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon.
I've got a name. And I carry it with
272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the program. What are you watching these days during the COVID-19 coronavirus Kung Flu outbreak? Oh, sorry.
Joey?
Sorry. No, I'm just rethinking about, you know, when the reporter asked Trump that question.
Yeah.
Somebody at the White House referred to this as Kung Flu. He's like, what did they say? Could you say that term again? Just say it out loud. Kung Flu, Mr. President. Kung Flu? Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I'd never. Who? Who
That's
said that?
That's the first I heard of that.
Like, oh, my goodness. 272-9228. I'd like to see how you're getting through the days. Are you feeling secure enough? You know, honestly, I think Americans have been through worse.
Certainly.
But this is no fun at all. We'd like to get back to work. As Trump, the president, has said, we'd like to open up the country again. And maybe that'll be by Easter, maybe later. We'll have to see as the data comes in, as treatment options come in, how we're increasing capacity at hospitals. Trump has been ripping Thomas Massie, the Republican, who's been...
Yeah, what's he all about, Joey? What's the deal there?
I've always been a big fan of Thomas Massie because Thomas Massie means what he says. Okay. He is a Republican libertarian.
Yeah.
He is staunch about no crony capitalism. We have to get our house in order, our budgets in order.
Okay.
Reduce the size and scope of government.
But is this the time to bring that up right now? I mean, I guess if you're going to do it and you want somebody to listen, now's the time.
Yeah, let me go directly to Thomas Massie's Twitter page. $2 trillion for Congress. This is one thing Massie tweeted a day ago. $2 trillion for Congress, $4 trillion for the Fed and Treasury, $6 trillion stimulus. $6 trillion divided by 350 million citizens, $17,000 per citizen, times a family of four. That's $68,000 per family of new national debt and dollar devaluation in the stimulus. Not a good deal. This is what Thomas Massie put on Twitter yesterday. He also tweeted yesterday, the Senate did some voodoo just like with Obamacare. Took a House bill, H.R. 748, dealing with taxes, stripped every word, and put their bill in it. The House is just as responsible for killing the origination clause of the Senate. It's the House's job to reject the process, so he doesn't like the outcome, doesn't like the process. Yeah, I mean, he is a stickler for the rules, and I'm sure they're going to pass this whatever Massie does.
Yeah.
They just don't want to have to do a roll call vote.
Well, is it because they've all left and it's inconvenient for them to come back?
Right.
And on top of that, who's paying for them to fly around, Joey?
Well, taxpayers.
Well, how's that helping the coronavirus?
Yeah. Let me see.
Why can't they shelter in place at work?
This is what Trump tweeted an hour ago. He put out a few tweets with about Thomas Massie. Looks like a third-rate grandstander. Name Representative Thomas Massie, a congressman from, unfortunately, a truly great state, Kentucky, wants to vote against the new Save Our Workers bill in Congress. He just wants the publicity. Actually, Mr. President, I have to disagree there.
What?
I think Thomas Massie actually means what he says. And he's going to be... He's going to be run out of the Republican Party. He's going to be very unpopular. And I get why he'll be very unpopular. But I've been following Thomas Massie for years. The idea that he's just looking for publicity is wrong. Respectfully, Mr. President.
So he's not out there looking for friends either. He's just...
Right.
He's not afraid to call it like he sees it.
But the president goes on. He just wants the publicity. He can't stop it, only to delay, which is both dangerous and costly. Workers and small businesses need money now in order to survive. Virus wasn't their fault. It is hell dealing with the Dems. Had to give up some stupid things in order to get the big picture done. 90% great win back House, but throw Massie out of Republican Party. By empowering the radical left Democrats, do-nothing Kentucky politician Thomas Massie is making their war on the Second Amendment more and more difficult to win. But don't worry, we will win anyway. He's a disaster for America and for the great state of Kentucky.
Well, that's typical Trump, man.
It's how politics works.
If you don't
get in line, sir. I don't give a damn about your principles. This is a crisis. Get in line. How dare you delay and actually make people vote? Don't you know that...
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
Who needs principles in time of need?
Need the cash flow, baby.
So the bill's going to pass.
Well, it's going to pass. And I granted, he's got his right, just like everyone else, to stand up and say anything, say something. But I guess it's, and I applaud him for saying something now, but let's continue to follow up with what he's saying. Don't just say this one time, get a little press, and then fade back into.
Yeah, well, he's been consistent the whole time he's been up there.
He needs to be louder then.
Maybe I'm sensitive to this because I've actually been following the guy.
Yeah.
But, and it's one thing to say, hey, Massie, don't do this. Another thing to, I don't know. I know the guy, so I don't think what the president's saying is correct there. But 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Charles Hollis, Trump home.
Hey, Charles.
Charles Hollis, how you doing, brother?
Just fine. Eddie, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay. What you been watching on TV?
Oh, Charles Hollis.
Tiger King.
It's Tiger King. It's...
Oh, and I was going to answer my own question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Charles Hollis.
Deadwood. The whole series.
Oh, that's good.
Deadwood's great.
Yeah. I love Deadwood. Only The Godfather is better.
Mm, I do like The Godfather. Now, Charles, did you watch all the Godfather movies, or did you stop at the first one?
Time and time and time and time and time again.
Good.
Vito. Come on in. what have I been doing? Of course, I check my lottery numbers every morning.
You and me both?
Yeah. And wherever there is water, I've been throwing my hooks out.
Ooh, good deal.
Yeah, I heard the, what was it, Prattville carpet play?
Yeah.
They were fishing?
Yes, sir.
Trump on, my brother, and your family up there, Trump on.
Charles, are you doing any good, or are you just fishing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good to see you.
What I've learned to do over the years is that if you're a pond fisherman, which I am,
mm-hmm.
fish out the river, you got to fish to make them bite.
That's right.
Yeah, even if they ain't bite, you got to make them bite. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're fishing, Charles. You have to come up to the lake. We'll put you on some big fish off the dock there.
Today is a good time.
Today is a good time.
Anytime is a good time to go fishing.
Amen.
Yeah. Mrs. Hollis is doing fine.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, I'm doing fine. John doing fine.
Good.
Good, very good.
He's getting worse up by the day. Bigger.
He's getting kind of anxious being in the house locked down, or are you letting him run around the yard?
Nobody runs on my grass. not even my grandchildren. But you know, we get out, and I don't doubt there's a crisis going on, but I just don't see the sick people. I don't see sick.
Yeah.
Let's say I go to this place off the highway and fish.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You see people there fishing, having a good time.
Yes, sir.
Lagoon Park, people having a good time. You know, it is what it is, my brothers and my sisters.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. I want to send a gigantic Trump on out to one of my brothers out there. His name is Randall. I think he calls y'all shows.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he
Randall.
Does.
Trump on, Randall. Trump on.
I know he's listening right now, too.
Oh, yeah. Of course he is. All right, people.
Appreciate it, Charles. Good catching up with you.
Take care, Charles.
From the heart of Dixie, Trump on.
Trump on, brother.
272-9228. Let's go back to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Jim.
Hey, Jim. How you doing, man?
Fine. How y'all today?
Pretty good.
Doing all right.
Getting ready to make a run to Walmart. Here, I got my hazard suit on and everything.
Good deal.
I took up a few supplies for the weekend. I want to say something about the media. Mm. You know, you had the doctor on there talking about these people that were putting these numbers out, you know, with these models. Mm-hmm. The MSNBC's wanted, they had that doctor on there the other day saying there were to be millions and millions of Americans because he extrapolated the numbers from Italy and applied them to the United States and talked about millions and millions of Americans dying. Hundreds of millions, I think, is what he said. I mean, he was just a nut. And that's the kind of stuff. You know, people don't need to listen to that stuff.
I agree. It's this sort of doomsday mentality that is just unnerving, and it's not based on the actual data on the ground.
Yeah, but about the media, real quick. Also, you know, the big three, MSNBC, CNN, and even Fox, they run tabulation on the side of their screen. Fox has got the biggest one. It takes up about a third of their screen.
I'm looking at it now.
For the numbers.
Yeah.
And they just do, why do they do that? It's ratings.
It's right. It keeps people watching.
And why would you do that and not show how many people have been tested?
And give the full information. How many
because
of these people
the
are...
impact. Yeah.
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 And how sit many there and look at that tabulation. It was like when they had the oil spill and they kept showing how many gallons.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It gets to the point where people just ignore it, or they don't want to look at her, or they get tired of it. You know, it's just too. Back during World War II, and I can compare this situation to World War II because people were dying every day, and there were shortages, and you were having to do without. And people pulled together. Even the news, you know, was on our side. But now it's all ratings, and they get up there and just say stuff, and they don't really care about the American people. And even Fox, I wish Fox, you know, they're supposed to be a conservative news. And during these times, they need to stick with that. They don't need people like Juan Williams and people like that on there. I can't stand that guy. He made a comment yesterday that press conferences that they have every day with Trump and his team, he said, oh, the president, that's just a campaign rally for him. That's all he's doing this for.
That's ridiculous.
Now, see, to say something like that is totally irresponsible. Why even have someone on there like that when you're trying to keep the American people informed and to, give them the truth? And then to have people like that on there spewing their hate. He's a never-Trumper. He hates his guts, and he'll never say anything good about Trump. And this is not the time to stir that stuff up. I'm just sick of it. And I think that's why a lot of people don't watch it. Got to turn the news off right now. It's just a ratings war. That's all it is to them.
Oh, absolutely. I was going to suggest that that's all they're doing. They're pulling your chain on purpose with Juan Williams. And I think you know that. And I got to ask you, like I've been asking all the callers today, do you have Netflix?
No.
Oh, man. Well, you got.
Yeah, I need to get it. I just bought a brand new TV about 3 months ago. And one of the smart TVs, and I need to go ahead and get that. But I've just mainly been watching. I got on my cable thing, I've got Stars, which shows a bunch of movies.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I've got, I like to watch a lot of the old TV shows, you know, like on MeTV and Inspiration. And if you want to, if you're a country music person, and they've got this new channel on, it's called Circle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's country music, but about 3 or 4 times a day, they run Hee Haw.
I think I saw that, yeah.
And I don't know if anybody else, when I was a kid, we used to watch that.
Oh, religiously.
Well, I'm not going to say kid. I'm talking about when I was in high school and college. Hee Haw was on TV.
Was it
every week?
Saturday nights or Sunday nights? Because I remember watching it religiously
something like
with my parents.
And you see these country stars on there, like Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard,
Buck Owens,
when they were young, and Hank Williams Jr.,
yeah.
You wouldn't even recognize him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was country music. If you like real pure country music, that was the real country music. But that show is so corny, but it is so funny.
But you know,
all the antics they have on there.
It's funny because back then, I don't remember many other shows, but back then the girls that were on the show, the farmer girls, they were always somewhat scantily dressed, and that probably got my attention when I was that age.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Wait, just that age, not now?
Well, things, yeah.
But most of the people you see on there now, they're all dead.
Yeah,
they passed away, except for a few.
But
they had people like Minnie Pearl on there. And
Roy Clark, he was really young on there.
Yeah, and Buck Owens were kind of ran the show. You know, they do their little deal, and it was just in Junior Samples. You know who that was? That's a big old heavy set guy. He had the car lot.
BR549.
And the phone of BR549.
That's right.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, you could sit there and watch those old shows like that. I'll kind of lay there and watch them, you know, and then it's like you escape from right now, and you go, gee, I'm back to reality now. But it's just a time, you know, time to get away from all this stuff. Let your mind have some enjoyment and get away from all this pounding in your brain every 5 minutes about you're going to die. It's the end of the world, you know, all this stuff. So anyway, yeah. That's my 2 cents. And
well, I'm glad you're able to escape the doomsday stuff. And I appreciate the call, Jim.
I'm escaping now to Walmart. I try to escape every day at either lunch or supper to patronize one of the local establishments here in Prattville.
There you go.
get something to eat. So y'all can get out there, and you're not going to die.
There you go. Safe. Appreciate it, Jim.
Have a good one.
You too. 272-9228. The governor of our dear state, Governor Kay Ivey, will be holding a press conference, it looks like, at 11 a.m.
Okay.
So we'll bring that to you live. A lot going on.
Yeah, there
still.
Is.
And we'll see what are the next steps here locally for the state, for the municipality. See as cases rise. We have another death reported. I believe that's 4 in the state now as we speak. Yeah, another death here. So unfortunate. As of 9:30 a.m., 538 confirmed cases here in the state of Alabama. That's with fairly limited testing, though.
And that's my biggest thing. I think there's more of it out there. The testing is going to alert everybody. You know, oh my God, there's so many cases. These have been out here.
Right.
It's just now we're figuring out who has it, who doesn't.
We need to hit a break here. 272-9228. I would like to hear how you're doing, what you're watching. You already know what Eddie and I have been watching, Tiger King. But there's plenty out there to watch in this world. It's changing, I think. Entertainment is going to move more and more towards just streaming in general. And I think this crisis has just sped that along. So weird how this event, what multi-month event now will be, it'll be, I think, analyzed for years to come. Unlike any other outbreak we've ever seen, any sort of pandemic. It's what interesting times we live in. This is part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Folks, Troop Booth and the whole team over there are doing great work, making sure you can find fine antique and estate jewelry. One-of-a-kind pieces. They don't make jewelry like they used to. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, you need to make an appointment. Troop Booth, during this crisis, for the duration of this COVID crisis, will be doing by appointment only, buying or selling. So whether you're looking to buy, you need to call 260-0066, or you're looking to sell, call 260-0066. Especially if you have jewelry laying around that you don't ever wear, you don't even think about. Maybe this commercial's jogged your memory. Hey, I do have some jewelry that I have, you know, shut up somewhere that I never even think about wearing. If that's the case, why leave it just laying around? As long as it's not like a keepsake or something, you're leaving money on the table. Because if you make an appointment with Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers, he'll set up a time, and you'll meet him over at 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery, 6948 Vaughn Road. And then he'll check out what you bring in, and he'll give you a valuation. If you agree on the value then and there, you get paid right then and there. Thank you to Troop Booth, Heirloom Jewelers, for being a great sponsor of News and Views. Folks, whether you're looking to buy or sell fine antique estate jewelry, you need to go by Heirloom Jewelers. And be sure to tell Troop that Joey from the radio sent you. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228. If you'd like to get on the program.
Pine trees lining the winding road. I've got a name. I've got a name. Like a singing bird in the croaking toad. I've got a name. I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did. But I'm living the dream that he kept here. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway. Moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Like a north wind whistling down the sky.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbors' yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the program. 272-9228.
Joey, who's that on the boot tube there?
Governor Andrew Cuomo. He seems to be in better spirits today.
He looks a little less frizzled, frazzled than he did yesterday.
Yeah, we're coming along. Again, I think the biggest story that will come out of this crisis is the ability of not only American people, but the American healthcare system. The reason it's the best in the world is its ability to innovate and respond.
Yeah. And flexibility.
It really is going to be an incredible accomplishment. I think we're going to do a good job with this if we keep our eye on the ball here. Again, the number is 272-9228. This hour of News and Views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223. 567-4223. That's the number for Alabama Home Mortgage.
Call up Kim Williams today.
Or visit them online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and equal housing lender. Let's go to the phones.
All right.
And talk to William B.
William B.
Hey, how's everybody?
Good. How you doing, right? William B?
I'm good. I know when you started the program, you were talking about a rag as opposed to a towel, if you remember that.
Yeah, sir.
Going way back. Yeah, have you ever heard anybody talk about a bath cloth as a wash rag?
A wash rag?
A wash rag?
Yeah, I heard. Those Yankees?
A wash rag.
That's right. Those Yankees say that. They say the wash rag and the washing machine and crick. Yeah. Let's go down the crick.
Yeah, bring a wash rag. Let's go down to the crick.
Another buddy of mine from Chicago, he instead of saying Lowe's, he pronounced it Lowell's. And for the longest time, I was like, where's this Lowell's place you keep talking about? It sounds amazing.
You were talking about a little while ago, talking about the Yeehaw girls.
Yeah, buddy.
The cornfield girls. I believe one of them was Kenny Rogers' wife.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that.
If I'm not mistaken. And speaking of Kenny Rogers, I appreciate the little Kenny Rogers. I'm probably the only one that even caught it. But
Eddie caught it, too.
Yeah, I caught that. I found out about that last night.
When he just dropped in to see what condition was in.
I know that song, and I know the movie and everything, and then I just realized last night, holy crap, that's Kenny Rogers.
You didn't know that was Kenny Rogers?
Not a clue.
And holy crap, I just, because, you know, it was a little before my time, I just looked up the Hee-Haw Girls, and holy crap.
That's the original Daisy Dukes right there, buddy.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Good,
yeah,
wholesome American television right there.
I believe the girl's name, it was some kind of strange name, Gunella or something like that.
Might have been her stage name.
Did they actually call it the All Jug Band?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did, Joey. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Hee-Haw's All Jug Band.
Yeah.
Lulu. Remember Lulu?
Yes.
Lulu Roman. That's a whole lot of Rosie, but anyway.
Yeah.
if you got the AC/DC reference there.
Yeah, I did.
but yeah, Lulu was something else, boy.
Yeah.
Hee-Haw's All Jug Band.
That's right. That's right. BR549.
You know, somebody told me I had a first cousin that used to be Merle Haggard's driver back during that time, and he said that Junior Samples, that dumb act, wasn't much of a stretch. I don't know, but he said Junior Samples was not really the sharpest tool in the shed.
Well, he kind of looked that way, to be honest.
I think it was an act, but it wasn't much of a stretch,
right,
from what I understand. But I just wanted to mention that. Check it out. I think one of them was married to Kenny Rogers back then.
Okay.
At the time. I'm not sure. But anyway, enjoying the show, and just out here playing in traffic.
All right.
Appreciate it, William B. Thanks for the call.
See ya.
272-9228. Let's go back to the phones. Welcome to News and Views. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, it's Clint, guys.
Hey, Clint. How you doing?
Good morning.
Morning.
I guess everybody's hunkering down on this virus situation.
And they're hunkering down. And, I mean, how miserable it is to have to watch old footage of the All Jug Band.
That's pretty.
Hey, I watched a good movie last night, Old Yeller.
Old Yeller.
Why would you watch Old Yeller in a time like this?
And part two of Old Yeller, Savage Sam.
Oh, I do remember that now.
I don't remember
that. Yeah, I do remember that now.
In part two, Savage Sam, he's a bootleg hound.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, different dog.
Wait, same story but different dog?
Yeah, same.
Oh, God.
Kind of same story, but it's a different dog.
Yeah.
Oh. So, pretty good. You can get it. They may have it on Netflix. I never saw it on Netflix, but I can't get Netflix. I got just the old digital antenna. You know, I get about 30 channels. That's about it. So.
But you make do, it sounds like.
Yeah. I think you're doing just fine, Clint.
Oh, yeah. I cannot validate paying a power cable bill. I don't watch that much TV. I'm not a TV guy.
I got you.
Well, I like the radio.
You're better than a lot of other people who use that TV as a babysitter and everything else.
Yeah, the TV can really suck you in.
Yeah.
And I've been watching more TV than I usually have.
Well, you're self-quarantining.
Right.
Well, it's like today, guys. You know, I found some good herb.
What?
Like
for your herb garden, like oregano, rosemary? Think about this.
No, I found me some good pot. So, you know, you smoke a bowl, half a joint, and I'm listening to you guys. So, you know.
Well, I hate that you got to do that to enjoy us, but if that's what it takes.
Hey, it makes you feel good.
Well, and just remember, Clint, everybody already knows.
Not.
They know.
Everybody knows what?
Oh, they know.
They know.
They're watching.
Well, they know I get high. I smoke pot. Yeah, they should. Yeah. All right, guys. You guys have a great day.
Hey, you too, Clint.
And have a good weekend.
All right.
Enjoy you.
Appreciate it.
Be careful, brother.
Don't need to incriminate yourself on air like that, but we're happy to oblige. 272-9228. News and Views are on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joe. It's Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Hey,
how
Josh.
You doing?
Hey, good. How y'all doing today?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Great.
one of the funniest things I've heard that Tiger King referred to as is like a mix between Joe Dirt and Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a little bit of Kenny Powers. A little bit of Kenny Powers thrown in there, man.
Exactly. Woo. Yeah, I ended up polishing it off the other, I don't know if I should use that term, ended up watching the rest of it the other day, and it stayed buckled up. It gets wilder.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm only two and a half episodes in, really, because I had to go to bed last night. So I'm looking forward to finishing it this weekend.
Yeah, you'll get a kick out of it. You scratch your head and you kind of just, it was very, very disturbing, I can say the least.
No, I just, this documentary filmmaker, it's so funny. His reaction to all, it's so genuine.
Right.
He's like, this is real.
I mean, he's the one that, like, holy cow, I can't believe I got sucked into this.
Yeah.
You guys better buckle up because you're fixing to get sucked in too. And it's just crazy. And I think it starts out 5 years ago. Because it's like we're going backwards in time.
Yeah, because it starts out with Joe Exotic in jail, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's just been arrested.
And because I've only seen so much of it, I thought, okay, well, he killed the millionaire guy. You know, that's why he's in jail. Mm-hmm. Well, now, a little bit later, I'm like, I don't know why he's in jail yet. Yeah, I think he killed somebody else. I just hadn't made it that far yet.
We'll keep hanging in there, guys. It gets better.
I bet, man.
It's a fine wine. It gets better with time. Well, all right, guys. Well, I'm enjoying the show, and I hope y'all enjoy the rest of the day.
Man. Hey, man. Thank you, bud.
272-9228. You can tell it's Friday, folks. We've loosened up a little bit here, but we will be bringing, if it is, in fact, at 11 this morning, the governor, Kay Ivey's live press conference coming up here in about 17 minutes. That should be good to hear from the governor. We'll see what she has to announce. I guess yesterday she announced schools will remain closed.
Did that catch you by surprise, Joey?
Not really. Not really. I actually had some sources giving me information before she announced it. But it doesn't, in terms of common sense, it doesn't surprise me either.
Right. But again, it's going to go to a lot of people out of work because they're going to have to watch their kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm starting the summer early, I guess.
I try to have empathy and sympathy for people.
Yeah.
But I don't have children.
Because you're still a child, Joey. Children don't need to have children.
Ouch. Ow. That one hurt.
You know how many times I've been told that in my life, Joey?
Yeah, I know.
Right. You hurt my feelings.
Sorry.
No, I'm good. 272-9228. More news and views after this quick break.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Report. It's no surprise that Americans are feeling less optimistic about the economy this month. The University of Michigan's consumer sentiment reading declined in March to a three-year low, and the reading is even weaker than economists were predicting. More airline service cutbacks because of the coronavirus. American Airlines is now trimming its schedule through May because of record low customer demand and government travel restrictions. It's planning to suspend 60% of its capacity in April and 80% in May compared to the same period a year ago. Eggs are selling out in some places as shoppers stock up on supplies while staying home during the coronavirus pandemic. Wholesale prices of Midwest large eggs recently rose to $3.09 a dozen, triple the price of the eggs in early March. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of very warm March days continues. Look for another hot one today with a high temperature up to about 90, which would break the record of 89 from 1910. There'll be a sun and cloud mix. The low tonight down to about 66. Tomorrow, high temperature near 90 again. The record high is 87. Partly sunny skies. Chance of maybe a shower Saturday night or first half of the day Sunday, but the chances are relatively small. Not as warm Sunday and Monday, high in the upper 70s. The pollen count continues in the very high range right on through the upcoming weekend at least. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Still waiting on this $2 trillion emergency stimulus bill to pass. It'll pass, probably should, but it's not, it's what you expect of government.
I would just be happy if they said, Eddie, we're in times of crisis. We're going to give you 25 cents back on every dollar we've given taken from you for Social Security.
Yeah.
I take it right now.
Yeah, and I love the payroll tax deferment. I don't mind $1,200 coming into my pocket. But
I love the deferment.
Yes.
Because like you said, okay, they're going to give so many people $1,200 and you're just going to turn around and give it right back to them. So that's not helping. I mean, it's helping in a sense for you personally, but it's better to just let me keep my money.
Yeah.
You keep your money, I keep my money.
Yeah, that's how I like it.
Right.
272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey.
Hey,
Lori.
Hey, Lori. How you doing?
Hey. I had a little information, and I need you to look it up for me to make sure of all the details. Because we're having internet problems, mm-hmm. cable and phone issues.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard, and this might help some people. I don't want people to abuse it, because what the man seems to be doing is very nice. He's giving away lunch today from 11 till 3, and giving hand sanitizers and wipes out also. His drive-through, and I swore it said it was that Atlanta Crossing Shopping Center from 11 till 3, and I don't know what kind of restaurant it was. I didn't hear the whole story, and I can't pull it up on my phone. And but it would help people that are sick or not getting a paycheck. You know, you and I, we're all right. We can go open a can of soup. We're okay.
Yeah, I just found it now, Lori. It's
My
Place Uptown and the U Bar, YU Bar owners team up to give out free meals and supplies. Free meals will be given as long as supplies last on Friday, March 27th, between the hours of 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. in the parking lot at My Place Uptown. There will be limited contact since people will drive up, get their food, and drive away. They will get a meal and more. Free bottles of hand sanitizer will be given out, along with pamphlets from public health departments. Other products that also will be provided include sunscreen, lip moisturizer, water bottles, and cleaning cloths for eyeglasses and sunglasses.
Okay, well, that's it then. It was right. So, you know, it's like that young man yesterday. I felt so bad still about him. And I thought, you know, he sounded so sick. You know, if he could make it out there to get him a plate, that may last him, you know, the day. And, you know, I don't want people that are well to go out there and abuse it, because it's there for people that really need it and don't have a check coming in. So I just wanted to get that out there real quick. before your news conference started, and I thought you would do it for me.
Thank you, Lori.
And if you can, this morning, can you throw in Tesla's Love Song?
Ooh, that's a good song.
Say that again?
Tesla's Love Song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Good jam.
Okay, babe. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you, Lori.
272-9228. Yeah, and this is just one example of what's happening all around the country, folks, of business owners or anonymous people donating money to help folks out in need. For instance, a Florida man. It's a Florida man story.
Wow.
He leaves a $10,000 tip at a restaurant.
Yeah, I saw that.
Says, I want each person in this restaurant to get $500.
Yep.
An Arizona pizzeria gets $2,000 from an anonymous customer. Owner uses it to pay staff's most urgent bills. I mean, there's example after example. There's, for instance, a man who came up with the potential low-cost solution to Ontario's critical shortage of ventilators. He's making his design. He came up with this ingenious design for a ventilator. Making it now open source, giving the design away for free for anybody to manufacture.
Was that not awesome, Joey? That's what I was wondering. You know, the last big thing we had like that was with polio. I almost said polo. With polio vaccine. That was one of the true heroes that had the vaccine and gave it away. And I was so hoping somebody would step up in a crisis like this and do the same thing.
The Texas Roadhouse CEO is giving up his salary to pay frontline employees during this crisis. I mean, example after example after example. A random man during... People were waiting in line for welfare. This is in Greece. He just started handing out $100 to each person in line. This is Australia. Generous Greek Australian. Yeah. Okay. Excuse me, in Australia. It's happening all over the world. You're seeing, again, it's a good point to reiterate, you're seeing the best in people and some of the worst in people, as well as kind of the sins of the past are our political system coming to bear here. I'm glad people are going to get relief with this $2 trillion stimulus. Add on top of that $4 trillion in monetary stimulus from the Federal Reserve. Happy people will get relief, but I'm not happy about the long-run ramifications, and it's more than just a price tag. Mark my words, we're going to be having political fights for years to come because of what we're doing today. 272-9228, let's see who this is on line one before we hit this break.
Hello,
who's this?
Ruth.
Hey, Ruth.
I'm up here in the line at the U Barn Grill.
Yes, ma'am.
And there's at least 50 cars, maybe or more, in front of me.
Okay.
And me and my husband are a senior citizen, and we're kind of needing to get some stuff, you know. But anyway, but there's a lot of vehicles out here that look like that, you know, nice, expensive vehicles. We're just in an old beat up car, you know. But
well, and it might be that some folks put all their money in their car.
Could be.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that's good to hear people are taking advantage of that.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you are.
I'm going to try to get something for my sister because she's a shut-in, an older person.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a lot of health issues. So.
Well,
I see people trying to cut in the line, so I don't know how. I don't know how the other people are going to take that. But
well, good luck.
Yeah.
And I wish you and your husband and your sister the best.
Well, thank God there's people out here that do help. So.
Yes,
ma'am.
That's right.
All right. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you. 272-9228. Again, folks, this hour of News and Views is brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams, the whole team, they're working remotely to make sure everybody's safe. But they're still taking calls at 567-4223. If you want to start buying a house here, at least begin the process, why not go ahead and get pre-approved? Especially if you're sitting at home.
Right. What else are you doing?
And you've been thinking about it anyway. Why not get pre-approved? Figure out where you are and what you can qualify for.
Yep.
Or if you're looking to refinance, right now they're more putting people in the queue, given when the market has more certainty to it. But they're getting your information ready. So refinancing is usually a good option for you to save money, to get a better rate. And Kim Williams will make that move when it is best for you, the customer. Also, if you're a veteran or a first responder, especially in these troubled times, and you're looking for help with your mortgage services, you need to call Alabama Home Mortgage. They have everything for you. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. There is a difference in mortgage lenders, folks. Visit Alabama Home Mortgage online at buyalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. When we come back, we should be starting to queue up Governor Kay Ivey. I don't think, I've seen press releases.
Yeah.
Has she done a press conference?
I don't think so. That's why, looking at Cuomo, I would like to see Ivy do something like that.
Yeah. We'll bring that live. If it's,
let us know she's okay, too.
Yeah, absolutely. 272-9228, more news and views after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going. But with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
Be there.
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through more. Call David Earnest, he's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down, get ready, I'll give it to you in a minute. Call David Earnest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Earnest today.
Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Hi, this is Chance Inman, president and COO of Janie King Golf Coast, with some ways to protect yourself and those around you from the coronavirus. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover coughs and sneezes with your elbow. Disinfect high-touch surfaces regularly. Use non-contact methods for greeting others and avoid touching your face. Following these steps, as well as social distancing, should help all of us stay healthy. Please stay safe and keep it clean out there.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
I needed new blinds. I knew I